Overwood Hall, for such is its name, is a modernised building of dressed stone, with rooms of considerable size and number. In the centre there is a noble tower, underneath which is the main entrance to the elegant structure, reached from the ground by a fine flight of steps. On the right side of the hall are fitted up the various offices required by the servants, and also the stables, coach house, and other outbuildings necessary. On the left side is the lawn and the terraces. In the centre of the neatly laid out frontage is a very fine lair, with a fountain springing up from an artificially constructed basin. Internally, this mansion is most magnificently furnished, not only with most of the modern luxuries which wealth can command, but also with many rare and costly works of art. Attached to the hall, and in fact forming part of the building, is a very handsome room, fitted up as a chapel for the use of the family and servants, and the few inhabitants of the neighbouring farmsteads and cottages to celebrate divine service. The room is very comfortably furnished and well lighted, and has two altars, the largest of which has a neatly formed chancel or communion attached to it, for the use of the officiating priest and his attendants to stand and celebrate Mass or other services. There is a beautifully constructed canopy over the altar, with its splendid cross and other things. When lighted by the numerous wax lights, it has a splendid appearance. Both altars and the entire fittings and furniture of this room are worthy of the noble owners of the hall. An air of ease and elegance seems to be enjoyed, as well as a spirit of devotion seems to hover about the place. Passing into the various staircases, we find the walls adorned with extremely well-executed and fresh-looking medallions, and scenes in history depicted in exquisitely worked white Elgin and other marbles. The upstairs library, which is superbly furnished, contains some very fine volumes, perhaps some of the oldest books extant. The reception room, leading from the floor of the building, is furnished in the most luxurious manner. Within a splendid frame are some remarkably fine photographs of one of the Queens of Spain and her daughters, presented to the Grimshaw family. The large drawing room has a splendid appearance. The brilliant colours of the showy flowers which adorn the ceiling, which is also elaborately wrought into a huge picture, forms a pleasing contrast in harmony with the rich fittings of the room. The downstairs library is well worthy of notice, containing as it does some thousands of volumes of the rarest and most costly productions of the press. The roof is beautifully coloured and adorned with a splendid floral pattern in bright tints, with flowered corners and a neat border to match. There is also emblazoned on the ceiling, in panel fashion, the arms and crest of the family, which is a splendid piece of decorative art. The dining room is also a spacious apartment, and besides being admirably furnished with a very capacious dining table and other furniture to match, has a splendidly adorned roof and possesses some rare old oil paintings. The situation of the hall is one of the most romantic which could be selected, founded upon a space made in the declivity of a rising hill, amidst the most exquisite woodland scenery, and quietly secluded. It is admirably fitted for a place of retirement from the busy scenes and anxieties of city life.